Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Happy cold! Woohoo! You can wear a short. You can wear a sweater with your shorts today, or in my case, a fleece with your shorts today. So, and enjoy it. And don't. You're not allowed to wear pants on the first cold day of the year. You got to still wear shorts. That's just a rule in Florida. Talking about a guy who never wears shorts, I don't think. At least I've never seen it. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the Santa Rosa County Sheriff, joins us now. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
I need to invite you to a golf tournament, apparently, because that's what I wear when I go golfing.
I got you. All right. You just want to, you know, invite me over to show me up, I'm sure. So, okay, fair enough. I am a, I'm a fudge and mulligan bogey golfer, if you know what that means.
I know exactly what that means because I'm one too.
I hit it straight and long every fourth or fifth hole. So, you know, that's the way it goes for me.
Well, see, for me, it's either I hit it straight or I hit it long. I can't do both.
Oh, well, you know, the problem is when it's short and not straight. Hook it in the woods. Well, no, that's great. And I love to play golf. I don't get to play it very often, but I do love to play. The only thing that I had on my list for you for this week was what I'm kind of calling the mama bear bus arrest, is this woman who was, I guess, upset about some of the yelling at the kids that she'd heard on a phone, and got there and the bus driver was belligerent with her is kind of the allegation. But you still, you can't go on a school bus and then you got to leave when you're told to leave, right?
Yeah, correct. It's you know, I know if you have a child on the bus and they're in danger, obviously you need to do what you have to do. But if you're just getting in an argument with the driver, that's no bueno. And she got on the bus and was told to exit several times, never did. And then stuff happens.
Yeah, the law is, as you say, there might be certain very rare circumstances, but generally speaking, the law here is pretty clear because we just can't have, I mean, it's school property, right? The bus is school property and you can't go there without permission, basically, right?
Correct. And it's not your child on that bus. There's usually, it's loaded with about 50 others. So, you know,
we're kind of losing you a little bit. I'm sorry. Can you say that last part again, Sheriff?
Yeah, I said, you know, there's like 50 other kids on that bus, too. So if you're one of their parents, how do you feel about another parent getting on that bus and yelling and screaming? I mean, it's not a good scenario.
Yeah. So she's been, what, charged? She's been released on bond. What's kind of her status now?
I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure she bonded out pretty quickly.
Okay. There was no arrest of like a bus driver or anything like that. And that would seem to me more likely to be the school would investigate if there were claims of misbehavior by the bus driver, right? Oh, we lose the sheriff entirely. I'm sorry. Sheriff, are you still there, sir?
Yep, I am. I'm in a bad area of my county, unfortunately.
Well, you found the one.
Well, I mean, bad area for reception,
criminal. I know. So that would be, if there was misbehavior by the bus driver, unless it's a crime, that would just be internal to the school district, right?
Yes, that's 100% school district business. If they do break the law, obviously they come to us, and then we take care of that part as well.
Right. The I don't think there's been anything else that sort of rise to the level that we would usually talk. I mean, you always have domestic incidents. You always have, you know, speeding and stuff like that. But anything else from this last week that we need to know about?
No, actually, it's been pretty quiet. I'm telling you, we're having a run right here, and I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, it's been pretty nice.
We'll always take it. One thing I did want to ask you about, just because it came up on Friday, I had a couple of guests in here, and we were talking about homelessness and panhandling, and the observation was that there seemed to be, in the visible sense, there's far fewer visible homeless in Santa Rosa County, panhandling on corners, you know, bothering people, that kind of stuff. And, you know, one suggestion was that there are fewer services to draw them in Santa Rosa County. Another suggestion is there just are fewer in Santa Rosa County for whatever reason. But the other thing that was said was that this person thought that there was a stronger enforcement against that in Santa Rosa County. And I was going to give you a chance to talk about that if you'd like to.
Yeah, definitely. So we have a county ordinance against panhandling, and we enforce it aggressively. And that's why you don't see people on the street corners here. We do have them. They're transient. They'll come through and they'll stand on a corner and with a sign, and one of our citizens will call. We'll respond out there, and we don't arrest them on the first time. We say, look, you're in Santa Rosa County. We have an ordinance against this. If you continue to do it, you will be arrested. And then they go elsewhere. I think it's just common sense that if you have a law and you enforce it, you know, vigorously, people are going to start obeying it.
So what does the law prohibit specifically? Do you, I mean, I don't mean to put you on the spot with the verbiage or anything, but what does the law actually prohibit? Because we've had a lot of challenges in the city of Pensacola and in Escambia County, legal challenges over this stuff.
Yeah. And I don't know the exact verbiage, but it basically says that you can't ask people for money in a public place, on a public street or right away, that kind of thing, a county right away. You can't stand on it asking for money unless you have a permit. You always have these people, these organizations, the 501c3s that'll come up and they'll get a permit and then they'll stand, you know, around and have the sign or carrying the fireman's boot or something, you know, and they have a permit to do that lawfully. But you can't just get a cardboard sign and stand on a street corner in Santa Rosa County and ask for money and start, you know, knocking on people's car windows.
Okay. No, that's very interesting. And I also, you routinely see what I call the Bible yellers, you know, sometimes on the street corner, like Creighton and Davis or somewhere in that vicinity. And I've never seen that in like Gulf Breeze or anywhere in Santa Rosa County either. It's sort of a, you know, across the spectrum, lower level of corner accosting of whatever or the, whatever the nature is. So very interesting. No, that's very interesting. I'm going to talk to Sheriff Simmons about this tomorrow and just kind of get his perspective as well. But I wanted to get yours too. I'm sorry. Anything else you wanted to add to that? I don't mean to interrupt you if you were not done.
No, that's pretty much it. And I tell you what, it's our citizens know about the ordinance, and that's the eyes and ears of the sheriff's office. They'll call us and say, hey, he's standing on the corner in Gulf Breeze or whatever, and then we'll go out there and we'll fix the problem. So
very good. Well, interesting. Now that's very interesting, both for our county commission and for our sheriff. So I will convey that, and we'll see if maybe there's not a better way to do it here in Escambia County. Sheriff Bob Johnson, the sheriff in Santa Rosa County, as always, sir. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.